Even with the holiday season concluding, the studios still have some movie presence for us. For a roundup of what critics think of the new releases, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Here we approach the very last weekend of 2007 moviegoing, and there are many new choices. In fact, Academy Award-winning actors Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman team up in the tearjerker The Bucket List, where two terminally ill men from different backgrounds meet in a hospital and form an unusual friendship. Rob Reiner directs.
My freshman philosophy professor signed this exercise. He called it a bucket list. We were supposed to make a list of all the things we wanted to do in our lives before we
kicked the bucket. Yeah. Cutesy.
Well, Jack, the word the critics mostly use is schmaltzy. The Hollywood Reporter warns that even Reiner, Freeman, and Nicholson failed to lift the film out of its flatlining state. USA Today snarls the entire undertaking feels like a waste of time and talent, and Premiere finds The Bucket List a terminally awful dramedy. Another Academy Award-winning actor, Denzel Washington, not only stars but also directs the drama The Great Debaters. Inspired by a true story, Washington plays a 1930s Texas college professor who challenges his students to become the best they can be.
Debate is blood sport. You must destroy your opponent, not only verbally, but physically.
Even though a few critics complain of the predictability factor, the majority applaud The Great Debaters. The New York Daily News shouts another riveting performance from Washington. The Dallas Morning News cheers entertaining and inspirational. And the New York Observer says one of the happiest surprises of the season. And for those of you parents counting the days until your kids go back to school, here's a family film adventure, The Water Horse, Legend of the Deep, about a young Scottish boy who finds a magical egg that soon hatches an amazing creature, one that might end up in Loch Ness someday. Hint, hint.
Jeez, Crusoe. You're as big as a prize pig. How'd you grow so fast? Huh?
Critics embrace their inner Scottish child and say, "Och!" The Wall Street Journal gurgles, exciting, cheerfully absurd, and genuinely affecting. And the LA Weekly raves, "The Water Horse is the best kiddie picture of the season." I'm thrilled that there's a movie about a boy nurturing the Loch Ness Monster. I once found and took care of Sasquatch for many years, but my parents tired of the constant fur balls and the dander, and during flea and tick season, well, forget it. Eventually, I had to release him back into the wild, and I swear, if I knew he was the last of his kind, we'd never have had him neutered.
Mark Jordan Ligon, a writer and animal lover living in Los Angeles.